The Wellness Collective with Cecilia and Nat.
Here we are again. Time for a podcast. Hello, Nat.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. We are a little bit late off the mark. I mean, our calendars are a bit funny. It's the end of October, start of November. Sorry about that, everybody, but I'm sure we can be forgiven.
And in Melbourne, it's Spring Racing Carnival, which is just like, even if you don't buy into it, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It really is. Actually, the other day I was on Facebook and it popped up in my feed on the Daily Mail of all the pictures of Melbourne Cup. I was actually quite embarrassed to be a human being at that point.
Oh,
because
really?
Some of the things that I was seeing of well-to-do people, of middle-aged women, I was like, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no, no.
It is a funny thing. There's like this, I don't know, haze that comes across Melbourne for 1 week and everyone just loses their mind. They take time off, they go and buy feathers to stick in their hair and they lose their mind. But, you know, the traffic on the road is good.
Well, there is an upside. And school's quiet. Everyone goes away. So a lot of people take the opportunity for downtime before the crazy season sets in. And I know someone else said to me in the corporate world that no one's around and no one expects you to be around, so it's a really good time to just lay low.
Do you think the rest of the country is like that? Let us know if you're in the rest of the country, because I'm sure, you know, especially that Monday before Cup Day in Melbourne, people really don't know what to do with themselves. They're not quite sure whether that's a day off or not. The rest of the country's trying to ring them. They're not working. It's very weird.
I think the rest of the country is a little bit jelly. They don't get the extra day off. Anyway, it gives us
Melbourne
a chance to, well, chill out too, really, doesn't it?
I know, so we're a bit late, but that's okay. We're happy to be here and we have got a celebrity in the house today.
We do. Well, at least we interviewed one, didn't we?
Well, she wasn't a celebrity, but now she's an internet global sensation. She's been in South Korea. She's been on the Today Show in America, everywhere. This little video went viral around the world from Perth. This is our celebrity.
Hi, I'm Elisa Latto and I'm a mum of six-year-old twin boys and I run a business called 123 Nourish Me, so teaching mums about mindful eating and whole foods, and have a range of products, organic products for kids, and yeah, that's a little bit about me.
So Elisa, as she said, she's got twin boys and she's a really positive person, and she posted online a video of her and her twin boys before they went to school one morning doing a little bit of a mantra, you know, positivity kind of thing. I know that's right up your alley.
Yeah, totally is right up my alley.
But it went viral. I mean, she was expecting a few people who came to her blog to have a look at it and what have you, and it ended up on the other side of the world.
I know that it went crazy in South Korea. I want to know why. Like, why South Korea?
I don't know, but that's the way these things happen.
I guess so.
One culture just really clicks into some bit of it, you know?
So funny. I think we've got the audio here. We should take a listen.
Ready for a big positive day at school?
Yes!
Okay, ready? Excellent. Okay, I am strong.
I am strong.
I am grateful for what I have.
I am grateful for what I have.
I try my best.
I try my best.
I work hard.
I work hard.
I am amazing.
I am amazing.
I am kind.
I am kind.
I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
I am respectful.
I'm respectful.
I'm not better than anyone else.
I'm not better than anybody else.
And no one is better than me.
And no one is better than me.
If I fall,
I get back up.
Because I am?
Resilient.
Resilient. That's right. You boys are resilient. I try new things.
I try new things.
Mistakes are?
Opportunities to learn.
Mistakes are opportunities to learn. Did I forget anything?
Yes, I'm smart.
I am smart. Okay, we're going to have a good day at school?
Yes.
Excellent. Well done. Love you guys. Let's go to school. Let's go.
She's a woman after my own heart. Have you tried this with your kids?
Well, after I watched that, I thought, I'm going to try it. Anyway, so my kids always come and get into bed with me in the morning. So they came in, it's like 6:30 in the morning, and I said to them, okay, let's try this thing. I am smart. I am beautiful. I was trying to remember, you know, what she'd said. Obviously didn't do a great job of it because they looked at me like I had fallen from a different universe. They were like, what are you talking about, Mum? And the funny thing was, I thought, you know, when you see the video, Elisa's doing it in the mirror. So the boys are looking at themselves and there's this real kind of sense of they're in the moment and they're thinking about what they're saying and they're, you know, taking it in. Whereas my kids were just like, oh, Mum's just saying something again that we're not going to pay attention to. But I do a lot of positive stuff with my kids. Don't get me wrong. But I do love this idea of the mirror. And you know.
I know. I haven't done it in the mirror. I know we've spoken on a couple of podcasts ago. We spoke about mantras. And
yeah.
I just think this is a different level, though. This is a different way. And how confronting as an adult to stand in front of the mirror and say, you are amazing.
I am beautiful.
Yes. So I tried this on with my kids
what
as well.
Happened?
They loved it. Oh. But we normally do it in the car on the way to school, I have to say. Not in the mirror because I often forget.
Mm-hmm.
But the other morning they were being absolutely horrible to each other and I slammed on the brakes. So hard enough for them to get a shock. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about traffic causing an accident.
No,
that's
no.
fine. And I said, right, I am amazing. And then I turned that because I thought they were about to get in trouble. I'm like, and so then Livy started, I am amazing. It was beautiful. And then they went on to
into it. They're pretty quick
to
catch on.
The bit I love the most is I am better than nobody and nobody is better than me. I think that's so profound and I think it's so important for children to recognise that on many levels.
Mm. So we dug a little bit with Elisa and we talked to her about why she does this with her boys.
I do a lot of, I always have with my boys and with myself, a lot of affirmations. That's just always been a part of kind of my health mantra for myself and for my kids. And you know, and I talk to my boys a lot about resilience because I don't know the kind of life they're going to have if something happens to me.
So Elisa has a connective tissue disorder, which in our Wellness Collective radio show, we get right into and we talk about genetics and how that happens. And it's something that everyone needs to go and have a listen to. It's really good.
Interesting life she has.
Absolutely. Yes. And also that we dig really deep into her surrogacy experience, which resulted because of her disorder. Anyway, you get access to that when you are a member. But I think, you know what stands out for me with this is that word resilience.
Mm.
Like, how do you teach your kids resilience?
I don't know. And I am dealing with that at the moment because I have someone that just turned 4 who has no resilience whatsoever when she gets told no.
Someone.
I wonder who that could be.
Sometimes she belongs to me and other times I'm not sure.
But it's true. I mean, these are really basic things like, can I have a ginger beer?
Mm.
This happened the other night. I mean, it's a really boring story, but it shows. So can I have a ginger beer? I said, yes. You can have it with dinner, which was about half an hour away. Well, that turned into a massive tantrum because that concept of I can't cope because you said no is just all she could deal with. And how do you teach kids that it's going to be okay?
Yeah,
you're going to get through that.
But the other side of the coin is, you know, we also understand that if we're not showing our emotions, that becomes a long-term issue too. Like if we're constantly suppressing emotion.
Yep.
Then I heard a story, a really sad story about, you might have read it, it was on Facebook a while ago, and it was about a little boy that used to call out to his mummy every night, come and give me a kiss, and he'd do it over and over, and she'd get quite annoyed because, you know, after the third time, it'd be like, it's bedtime, mate, come on.
Yeah.
So one day she realised that he'd stopped doing it, and she said to him, I noticed you don't call out anymore, and he said, it's because you stopped coming, so I stopped asking.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, so it's this fine line
it
and I don't know how. Yeah.
And also, you know, is it the little things that you have to build resilience with to give you more resilience with the bigger things? I'm not quite sure how it works.
Absolutely. Like I really channel resilience with Geordie and his health. Mm. I can say that's something I want him to be that, you know, I want him to have a bit of gusto about it. But
don't you think though that people who have health problems usually are the most resilient?
Absolutely.
They're the ones that don't complain. You know, they're the ones that get on with it. They do everything they need to do to live life the way they need to. It's the ones that don't get sick, that get a cold, that end up with no resilience at all.
So
it's fascinating,
it's
isn't
so
it?
It's so true.
I think the thing, though, is awareness. I mean, a lot of people get into that cycle and you don't realise too much, but having that awareness and bringing the positivity into your life has got to be a good thing.
And so we often do affirmations with them in the morning before they go to school, just, you know, reiterating that they're really resilient and that they can cope with whatever happens in the day and there's no mistakes, there's opportunities to learn from whatever they're going through. And we often, you know, I have one little boy who's going through some anger issues, so we talk about that it's absolutely okay to be angry, but it's not okay to take your anger out on other people. We just kind of reaffirm those things, whatever they're going through.
She's really smart too, because having twin boys is like a double whammy, isn't it?
Oh my goodness.
Because as she says, one's going through some anger problems or, you know, working out how to deal with his anger, while the other one might be in a totally different phase altogether. So by doing this positivity and these affirmations, it would have to make an impact on that kind of stuff happening in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, she goes on to speak more about that.
You know, when you look at a child, generally in a day is told 200 negative statements about themselves or about their actions or behaviour. You know, don't do this, don't do that, jump down there, come on, you're not listening. And, you know, I do it too. I'm exactly the same. So I think it's nice to take for us 5 minutes of mindfulness in the morning of absolutely consciously doing the exact opposite of that, telling them that they're a really wonderful person, that they're really treasured, that they're absolutely loved, that they can cope with what happens today, whatever that is.
I'm totally that person that needs affirming. Like if I get a beautiful testimonial, someone writes something to me, it makes my day.
But everyone does.
I think so. But I think my parents were big tire pumpers. As kids, you know, we got a lot of that. And I think it makes, for me, you're right, I think most people do, but I notice that's my love language.
But the thing is, you wouldn't have achieved what you've achieved without that kind of approach. And I think that's where this doing this with small people is so important and such an opportunity, because if kids grow up feeling like they can do anything, and not in this kind of weird Gen Y way where there's like, you know,
millennials,
there's a thing out there where everyone thinks they're entitled to stuff. No, I mean having the belief in yourself that if there is something you want to go and achieve, you can do it.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that. I'll tell you a quick story. Livy plays basketball. I'm the team coach.
Yeah.
And
there's a problem straight up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. No, it's all good. Someone had to do it. Yeah. I put my hand up.
Good girl.
Anyway, so she played the first few games and wasn't really, let's be honest, she wasn't very good.
Oh, she's little. We're talking about positive.
Right, there's more to this story. She wasn't very good. She's little. She's short. You know, not really basketball makeup. Anyway, I enrolled her in a camp, a school holiday basketball camp. Now, they don't sleep there. It's just called a camp because it sounds fun. And it was for 3 days in a row. And on the first day, she won Player of the Day.
Oh, yay.
Well, can I tell you, we now have a little amazing basketballer on our hands because she had that reinforcement.
Yep.
And, of course, she's got some skill along the way.
Yep.
But now she is very good. And people turned around. It was just after those 3 days. But we went back and then we played basketball the following week. And the parents were like, who is that child? and so it's really interesting because that happened in basketball. And then that happened at school as well. She got an award for something.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, next level child. Like, it's just interesting. And we can really learn, I think, not just with children, but we should be doing it with ourselves as well, personally.
Of course.
And with others that we love.
Well, I was thinking about it when we heard Elisa, what she says to her boys. And I was thinking about what I say to the people around me. I say, I'm proud of you.
Yes, I do that, especially when someone's had a baby.
Oh, yes, because it is something to be proud of.
Absolutely, and it's hard.
Yeah, well,
like really hard.
I know. Let's not take it for granted.
I always say, I diligently try when someone's had a baby. Say, I'm so proud of you. Like that is so awesome.
And I'm sure their heart swells.
Possibly.
You're clever.
Yes.
I think you're really clever.
Yes.
And thank you.
I appreciate you. That's another one I say
thank
a lot.
You.
It's a little bit lovey-dovey, but it's, I just, you know, but I often put that in an email.
Yeah.
Just want you to know I appreciate you.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, it's not, we are just bringing the love today.
Oh, totally.
I actually think that's some homework. I mean, if you're listening to this, go and get a bit of paper and a pen, have a coffee, sit down and write down some things that you would like to say to people
and
around
then,
you.
And then you can, to others. I was going to say, and to ourselves, and then you stand in front of the mirror.
Oh, God, well, you could, I reckon start with other people and watch their faces and then go on to yourself.
Well, how many adults really, truly would do that? Actually, like I know we said it before, but how many adults would actually stand in front of the mirror and deliver some positive vibes every day?
You know what? I just went and bought bathers. I did not give out any positive vibes while I was standing in the mirror in the new bathers. So you're right.
But actually getting them to look at themselves, I mean, as adults, how ill at ease are we at looking in the mirror and saying, you're beautiful, you know, you're amazing. I mean, but we just go, no, that feels so really. And why does that feel wrong? And why can't we raise our kids that's second nature?
Do you think to some degree, though, that's a cultural thing? I mean, I know that my dad is English and, you know, the whole English side of the family are very closed when it comes to emotions and would never say anything that, you know, is affectionate to each other because that's the way they were brought up.
Absolutely.
And as Australians, we generally don't feel comfortable in being positive about our achievements and stuff. There's that whole tall poppy syndrome.
Yes, tall poppy syndrome is definitely a thing. 100%. But I think you're right. Different cultures express things in different ways. Actually, I'll tell you something really funny quickly. Yeah. We had an email the other week from someone in Sweden.
Yeah.
And it was from a man.
Yeah.
And that owns a company, fertility conception company. And his first question to me was, "Hello, Natalie. I'd like to know what type of conception device do you use?" Australian man would not ask that.
No.
I know that's slightly off topic, but well, it kind of is, but you know, different cultures, different ways of doing things.
And that's just not a language thing because that was what he meant to
ask. He totally wanted to know how I was monitoring my fertility. Anyway, what Alyssa went and said after that was that there were so many sad comments that were made on that video. That broke my heart.
You know, there were some people that would say, "I've never thought of saying that to my child. I've never said one thing like that to my child ever." And my heart would just break. And I would think, why are we so out of whack that that is normal? And that was a very common thread. "I've never said anything. All I do is tell my kids off. All I do is, you know," and we have this incredible mental health issue in our country, and we have this incredible behavioural issue with kids, I mean, for a variety of reasons. But, you know, gosh, to just stop for a few minutes a day and have people go, "I'm going to try that for the first time and I'm actually going to say something to my child." I mean, that blew me away. It's awesome.
Pretty incredible for a little video that went all around the world. But another thing that makes me think about that, the comments, is you can bring it into your world, not with kids, but just with other people that you meet, you know, like holding your door open for someone or speaking to someone when you're in the line in the supermarket or, I don't know, all these situations where people don't communicate, but it's an opportunity for like a 5-second interaction and leave someone with a bit of happiness.
Yeah, I'm bad at that. I choose the self-checkout over the checkout chick.
Really?
I don't know. The small talk is like, oh. You don't care how I am today.
No.
I'll just save you the three.
You need to get the regular ones and then you get the funny stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But there's some that really do take it to the next level, I have to say. All right. That sort of, you know, want to really have a chat. Oh, bless them. I know. We're all craving it. But, hey, do you want to have a little laugh? Because when I was putting this all together.
Yeah.
you and I were wrapping up the audio of Alyssa's interview.
Yeah.
And we're actually really funny.
Of course.
Listen to this.
Totes.
Yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
Have you got any other questions?
Do we need? I'm just interested a little bit about your business.
Yes, forgot about
just
that.
Just quickly.
we couldn't have even, you know, we couldn't have synced that better if we tried.
Are we recording? Because I'm burping.
Put that in there too. Come on.
No, don't do that.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, we're still recording.
Oh no.
Yep, that's it. We're all
professional here, aren't we?
We are funny.
Yes, we did forget about our business, but you can find out about Alyssa's business, which is a beauty, especially, you know, thinking about you know, nutrition for children and grown-ups as well. It's about good organic stuff that you can consume. She's got these things called magic sprinkles, which you can put on everything.
Oh, I need a bit of like magic sprinkle in my life.
Nutrition to put on everything. And stuff like a replacement for your vapor rub kind of
without
stuff.
Without petrol in it.
Yeah, yeah, which is so weird that it has. Anyway, another thing. So it's called 123 Nourish Me. You can look it up on the interweb and go and check it out. And also, if you want to find out some more about Alyssa and her story, you can hear more on our radio show in the Wellness Collective membership. I tell you what, she's just so interesting. Like,
she,
you know,
really is an interesting woman.
She lives with Marfan's, which is a genetic disorder. Yeah. And that also has meant that she had to make some big decisions about parenthood and motherhood, and so she went down the road of surrogacy, and all that information is in the radio show. She is amazing.
Yeah, definitely need to check it out. The other thing I want to ask you to do before we go is to not forget to rate our show.
No.
We've got some good ratings, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
I get excited by ratings, so that helps us to keep...
Yeah,
exactly. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Helps to keep us going. And hopefully we will be back with a whole new topic in just a few weeks' time.
Yeah. And if you have any clues on what you want us to talk about...
Let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Nat.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.